At this hour, it's not clear who is running the government of Puerto Rico. Governor Ricardo Rossello pledged to resign at 5 p.m. Eastern time today. NPR's Adrian Florido is covering the political turmoil. He joins us now with the latest from San Juan. Hey there, Adrian.
Hey, Adi.
So we were waiting, essentially, for the governor to follow through on this promise. What are you hearing so far?
Well, I am actually at the governor's mansion. I don't know if you can hear the demonstrations behind me from protesters who have arrived waiting for the moment the governor was going to resign. It was unclear all day exactly what was going to happen, including who, if the governor did in fact follow through with his resignation, who was going to replace him. We've just gotten word literally moments ago that the governor will be resigning and that the man who will be sworn in as governor is will be a man named Pedro Pierluisi, who earlier today was confirmed by the lower chamber of the legislature here to be Secretary of State. That's important because under the constitutional line of succession, the Secretary of State is the first in line to become governor should the governor step down. But earlier this last month, the Secretary of State resigned amid the scandal that also eventually took down the governor.
Is there a major difference between these two politicians in terms of their style or approach?
Well, they're both from the same party, the pro-statehood New Progressive Party, and they both essentially have similar ideas in terms of public policy for Puerto Rico. So there doesn't seem to be a significant difference. Stylistically, Pedro Pierluisi, the incoming governor, is a more seasoned politician. He was the non-voting representative to Congress for Puerto Rico for 8 years. He was also Secretary of Justice and has had a number of other positions within the government here.
We can hear the protesters behind you. Can you remind us why there were calls for him to step down?
The governor, basically plunged into a political scandal early last month when a local journalist published leaked private text messages between him and members of his inner circle in which the governor and his men, all men, used offensive, misogynistic, sexist language, also mocked and made fun of everyday Puerto Ricans, schemed ways to manipulate the public. That leak sparked small protests, which over the course of just a couple of weeks exploded into this huge political protest movement that took the governor down. And it was really kind of unlike anything Puerto Rico has ever seen.
Can you talk about why folks are there right now? What are they saying?
Oh, well, as you can probably hear, I hope you can hear the demonstrators behind me because I'm on the grounds of the governor's mansion, and there are hundreds of people at this moment gathered outside the front gates here. People are on the streets ecstatic that this moment has finally arrived. There were doubts about whether it would arrive because, again, there were questions about whether the governor would in fact follow through with his promise to resign. People say that they've had enough of him, they've had enough of the political system, so they're excited that this moment has finally come. That said, there are still questions about how people will receive the incoming governor, Pedro Pierluisi, because he is, in some ways, represents a continuity with Governor Rosello's policies and politics.
So we will catch up with you again later this evening, Adrian, as we're waiting to actually hear words, I think, from the outgoing governor. NPR's Adrian Florido in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you for your reporting.
Thank you, Adi.